This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Hello and welcome back, peer-to-peer net listeners, for the first of the 2019 podcast for Joy Heath Rush's CEO column. The article corresponding to this podcast appears in the 2019 issue of Peer-to-Peer for the spring. And on behalf of ILTA, my name is Beth Ann Stubbe, and I'm excited to speak with Joy, who is now officially our CEO. Welcome, Joy.
Hey, Beth Ann, thank you. And I'm tickled to have this be my first podcast without the interim in my title. So as ILTA CEO, and it's a brand new day to what was already a brand new day.
Well, please join me, ILTA listeners, as our staff is thrilled also to have Joy come on board, because this is a year of first. And Joy, your column talks a lot about this being a year of firsts. Can you elaborate on what you've been doing thus far this year, now that you've fully taken up the mantle of CEO?
Yeah, absolutely. And let me comment first, forgive that comment, on why I've been ruminating on firsts. So I had the opportunity to attend last week an amazing ceremony, the power, the emotion in the room. So it's the 50th anniversary of the Women's Army Foundation, and they were doing an induction into the Army Women's Hall of Fame. And one of our volunteers, who unfortunately died in 2003 when her helicopter was shot down in Iraq, was inducted posthumously because she was the first woman in the Army to become a chief warrant officer at the level where she was. And every single woman who was inducted in the Hall of Fame that night was the first at something. And I was so struck by the fact that one of the people accepting the honor said, "I hope someday soon that talking about firsts won't be necessary." So that was just, it was so interesting to me that it really made me think about firsts. So I would like to think that as ILTA this year, the first thing we've done is listen. Now, for those of you that heard my inaugural podcast back last fall, you know that my priority was to listen, 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 listen. And that wasn't just for the end of 2018. We started out 2019 with more listening. And that has been the first and foremost priority for me, is to make sure that we understand all of the things that the citizens of ILTA land want, what they need, what they're aspiring to, what they see the future of ILTA as being, what value it can add for them. So that has been first. And even though I'm now no longer interim, that mission hasn't ended. So what began at the first of this year will continue all through the year. And for those of you I hope I will meet for the first time or listen to for the first time through the course of this year, I'm going to treat that conversation like it's the very first conversation, because I want to hear what you have to say. Don't want you to assume that people have said the same thing already. I want to hear it from you. So I think that that is probably the most important thing to highlight. Some other items I'd like to call out, and you will have heard about it earlier this month in our home-based communication, but we will be adopting a new core value to add to our existing 7 and make an 8th, the first time for us to call out diversity and inclusion specifically as a core value. We've formed or are forming a task force around that so that we can move that forward much more quickly and purposefully than has been done in the past. The other thing for me, it's the first board election that I've been involved with in the current structure for the board. It has been an amazing process. I want to just give a shout out to all the people on the Talent Council who have worked unbelievably hard, you know, spending hours reading interview questions, talking to candidates, discussing what they've learned, asking really thoughtful questions, and given it equally thoughtful consideration. It's a very difficult role. I've played a similar role in the past, and they just need to be commended for that. So that's been a fantastic experience for me too.
I think we have a lot of firsts going on. We have a first of several mini ILTA events. We have new issues of Homebase and Partner Central coming out. We have new book reviews coming up, new publications, many new events and sponsorship opportunities. Is there anything else I'm missing? What else aren't we talking about to develop new content and new programs?
Well, one of the things that I'm very excited about is Bleeding Edge. So Bleeding Edge is a new e-publication that we'll have coming out because we understand that people more and more consume information in the way that we're presenting it here, as well as electronically on the web or by email. And Bleeding Edge will be focused on new products, new services, new people, new ideas that are coming into legal technology. And that, as far as I'm concerned, the sky is the limit on that, and I'm incredibly excited about it. You talked about our new events that we're doing for the first time. We're starting in New York just because of the size of the market there, the number of legal technology professionals that are in easy traveling distance by train or living in greater New York to start. But we don't want that to be all we do. We hope that these are the first events that we can replicate. So our Innovation Women Who Lead Summit and our Young Professionals event, and this will be a blueprint, is our expectation, so that we can deliver these first events a second and a third time this year in other markets. We have discussion of doing them in Toronto and then somewhere on the West Coast, either Los Angeles or San Francisco or Palo Alto. I just think that's a tremendous opportunity. And so when we think about first, it sets also another stage for one of the, internally we call it meeting in a box. So having content that's prepared to be delivered in a local setting, at a local meeting, at a local networking event, but that it's easy to replicate, that we kind of hand it over as a package, so that if we have 91 of our 91 member liaisons who all like a certain piece of programming, that we can deliver it for all 91 of those member liaisons easily. So those are some of the firsts we hope that you'll look forward to in the course of 2019.
And we have to give a huge shout out, as you mentioned, to the Talent Council, to the PPC, to the PAC, to all of the huge volunteer groups that make ILTA, ILTA. And that brings us sort of into the conversation that we've been having ongoingly for the last year, servant leadership. Mm-hmm. And I think that there are many people who don't understand quite that that means for ILTA. What does the term servant leader mean to you in practical and tangible ways?
Well, I think the important thing about being a servant leader, it's a bit of a paradoxical designation. You have to lead to serve and serve to lead. But when you're thinking about servant leadership, it really comes down to who are your customers. I know that's a funny way to think of leadership. You don't necessarily think of a leader as having customers, but everybody has customers or clients, if we're using the law firm parlance. So when you're a leader at any organization, whether it's volunteer, it's whether your work, even a family structure, is there are people that look to you for leadership that you would consider organizationally subordinates. Maybe people who report to you are on a project team that you're leading. You serve them. You have peers who rely on you to do your part of a project or deliver your part of an initiative in order for them to be successful, and you serve them. And when you're thinking about the folks to whom you report or to whom you are accountable and responsible, you're serving them because you have the bigger organizational goals you're trying to accomplish. But if we talk very tactically and very bluntly, you know, your immediate job often is to make your immediate superior look good, or all of your superiors look good. So you have to know what they need in order to serve them and then in order to lead them. One of my favorite questions to ask people, whether they're on my team, whether I am on their team, whether they're at the same level of peers, is what do you need from me to be successful? And if you can encapsulate servant leadership into one question, that would be it. What do you need from me in order to be successful? And it's not one size fits all. Now, I can remember one of my favorite bosses, we had known each other a long time, and then I was moved on to his team, and he said, "Joy, I know what you need from me is to stay out of your way." And that was exactly right. No, all I needed was a direction that what success looked like, and then just let me go do my thing. But I said to him, yes, I need that. Plus, when I do ask you for something, which won't be very often because I'm very self-sufficient, I need you to pay attention to it. That's what I need in order to be successful. We had a spectacular collaboration, but that wouldn't have been true maybe of another individual in my same role that had different needs from that servant leader. So I like to ask that question, what do you need from me to be successful?
We asked respondents, members, partners, volunteers even, for this issue of peer-to-peer to write in and have a conversation with us about how ILTA has given them the tools to be a servant leader in their profession or to help them develop personally at home, in their church, in their organization. Do you feel that ILTA drives this member development because of its core values?
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, one of the things that I like to say about ILTA volunteer opportunities in particular is it's a very, very safe way to kind of test your chops, your leadership chops. You know, sometimes at work, making decisions can be risky. Stepping beyond what would be considered your normal responsibilities could be risky. That's not really very risky at ILTA. It's a way, if you will, to put it in maybe the parlance of all of our legal tech folks that are associated with ILTA, it's a pilot. It's a pilot of being a leader is volunteering. You can try some things you might not try other places. And I have to tell you that throughout my career, what I learned at ILTA as a volunteer simply made me a better leader at work and in all of my outside activities. And again, whether it's church scouting, some other volunteer organization that you're a part of, it just makes you a better leader.
I think one of ILTA's biggest strengths is that we are diverse and inclusive. As a staff member, I see our diversity as a core strength. And now that we've added it, do you think this addition will be meaningful and valuable to members and partners, just like servant leadership is?
Oh, there's no question in my mind. And one of the things that I think is so interesting about this, Beth Ann, is that we're actually quite a diverse and inclusive organization already. It's baked into our DNA. So why do we need to call it out? It's not just because we want ILTA to be better, to be more diverse and more inclusive. It's part of ILTA's mission to support the entire community in becoming more diverse and inclusive. And when we were talking about the wordsmithing, if you will, of this particular core value, and we did that at a recent in-person board meeting, the verbs that were chosen, the scope that we chose was very purposeful. So we chose the word foster. If you look at our core values, you see each one of them begins with a verb. It's respect, commit, provide, maintain, nurture, develop, and now foster, which is more than just encourage. Now, foster implies activity, okay? Diversity, inclusion throughout the ILTA community. So that means not just in ILTA, but in member law firms and corporate law departments and law schools and government agencies and all of the areas we touch. Through the ILTA community, we want to foster diversity and inclusion. So it's a terrific opportunity to take something that is core already to the culture of ILTA and spread that culture, if you will, beyond ILTA's walls to the broader community. Because I think we have a lot to offer to the broader community as an example of diversity and inclusion.
I think diversity and inclusion have played a huge part in the way ILTA has been able to innovate. Do you think that there's anything else down the road where diversity and inclusion will play a specific part in one of our program areas?
There's been a lot of chat in the Twitter sphere, particularly about MANLs, you know, panels that are all men and often kind of all Caucasian men, maybe of a certain age. We're not going to be defensive about that, but we're going to set the example. I mean, if we're looking for a panel and honest to Pete, the three very best speakers on the whole planet happen to be 45-year-old white guys, I'm okay with that because it's our job to deliver content. However, that's going to be a fringe case, I think, in most instances. And so what we're encouraging our conference committee, our PPC, our staff, all of our content teams, is to think about broadening our search for speakers and writers to ensure that we are including more diverse elements. And, you know, I think that it's, people often think that diversity is kind of a code word for gender equality, or is a code word for LGBTQ plus equality, or for racial equality. And it certainly is all of those things. But it's religious equality, it's age equality, it's role equality, it's organization equality. And it comes back to this theme that we've set, for those of you that have listened to prior podcasts, about no second-class citizens. There are no second-class citizens in Ilta Land, and it's our job to make sure that everyone feels valued, and that everyone feels nurtured, that everyone has equal opportunity for development, but it also means that we're all enriched by having more voices, more different kinds of voices with more perspectives. It's very similar to the conversation we tend to have around growth in Ilta, is never grow for growth's sake. That's not the point. When you grow an organization like Ilta, it just means that many more smart people that you can hear from. It means that many more people who benefit from the content that we produce, and that, you know, furthering our mission of respecting our colleagues and celebrating our volunteers and all of those things that we do as Ilta.
I think it comes back down to the idea that Ilta is a family, and together we can do all of these great things through volunteerism. And we're in this together.
Absolutely. And that includes, you know, not only our member entities, but we have such tremendous volunteer spirit throughout our Ilta community. Our business partners, you know, often come to me using the specific terminology about volunteering. How can I volunteer? I believe in what Ilta is doing. How can I make a difference? We have members of the press who love coming to our events because they feel like they have access to such a tremendous wealth of knowledge and information, and they feel welcomed by our members. Yeah, I just think that it's a tremendous opportunity to support everybody's advancement through their careers that are part of our community.
We've covered a lot of ground in this podcast, and I want to make sure that we're giving you an opportunity to thank the Greater Ilta family. But before we close out, I want to ask, as I always do, Joy, what are you reading?
Well, I recently finished reading First 90 Days, which is good because, you know, I'm at going on 5 months now, so I might have been a little bit behind in reading that, but it's been in small chunks that I've been consuming through my first 4 to 5 months with the organization to help make sure that I'm on track in terms of what management experts believe. I have to tell you that what I'm reading right this minute, though, is a retrospective about Anne Frank, and I'm always fascinated by reading stories, and I really like nonfiction. I really like biography, and I read a lot of that. But I love reading about people and how they respond to diversity. I mean, adversity. We've been talking a lot about diversity, how they respond to adversity. And it's hard to argue that too many people have suffered the kind of adversity that Anne Frank and her family suffered. But at the same time, there's that famous quote from her diary about, you know, she still believes that people are good at heart. This is the 75th anniversary of Anne Frank's capture from her hiding place in Amsterdam. I will actually be in Amsterdam later this spring at the Lexpo event. It's my first time there. And my one must do, other than the work reasons I'm there, is to visit the Anne Frank House. So I've been reading a lot about the finding of the diary and how her father came to have it in his possession and publish it, and the meaning that particular document has had throughout the world. And it's been very uplifting. It's funny to think about it that way, but very uplifting reading for me. And that reminder that whatever negative, whatever adversity people may deal with, I still believe that people are always good at heart. And Ilta is a great representation of that. People's desire to share and to help each other and support one another in growth and career advancement and learning. You just really can't do much better than that.
As we round out our first podcast for the year together, do you have any closing thoughts for the Great Ilta family? as we spring into 2019?
Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody for listening. As always, I hope that you find these helpful. Second, that listening mode is actively going. If we haven't spoken, haven't met, please reach out. I would love the opportunity to speak with you and hopefully to meet you in person. And finally, my wish that I and all of us on the ILTA staff are the kind of servant leaders that all of you need in moving forward in your career. And if there's anything else we can do to be of service, all you need to do is ask. Thank you very much. And Beth Ann, as always, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you for joining us today, Joy. And ILTAns, we'll see you for the next summer issue launching in June.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.